Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. It's important you understand the energy of this. This being the message, the reality of it, and that which is around you in the room now. It's important because without it, it's simply a voice. That's all it is. But if you understood that this room and the area around where you're listening, wherever that might be, is actually physically changed right now. The field reacts to coherence, and this group and those listening, even in the future, will create a coherence together that spans time. If I could, to this room, I would introduce the ones who are going to be listening to this later. And the ones who are listening to this later, for them, it's now listening to it, and you're in the past, I would say, meet each other. Because you're experiencing the same thing, and in a way that is multidimensional, you are on the same track right now, listening together, all of you. Because you go beyond that which you believe you can go beyond. When you wish to, when you sit and listen and you have the intent, this is going to change my life because there are things here for me, that is a listener with intent, or the one who just sits back and says, well, I've been doing this a long time. What does he have to say today? You may be one who wants very much to change. But there is this same old thing that goes on that is an old human nature that inside at some level says, I'll try, but it's never worked. I'll try, but it's never worked. This is a bias, dear ones. And that's what you should work on. Cryon, I've been working on this thing in my life for a very long time. Nothing seems to work. I've heard you for years. I've heard what you say. If you don't say anything new, I'm not sure I'll even come back because I've heard it all. I've been working and working. Nothing works. And here's my message. It's not going to. Unless you work on yourself. And what I'm saying is not work on yourself in the area you were. I'm talking about belief that it is doable. Dropping an old bias that says it won't work. That's what you work on. And that's the most difficult thing. Ask a psychologist. Is self-realization of dysfunction the most difficult thing for any human being to do? Self-realization of your own dysfunction. Because all of you have it. You'll ask the question, why can't I, and then fill in the blank. And at some level, all of you do it. So it's time to address this in a way perhaps we really haven't, with the emphasis in the way we really haven't before. Whatever it is you think you're not able to do will help you to identify the blockage of it. Forget what you're trying to do and work on the blockage. Maybe working on that blockage will not require multiple processes at all. If you involve help from yourself, dear higher self, I sit here realizing that I cannot go forward by myself. Dear higher self, I have been told that I have a soul that is connected to the source inside, and it's myself called the higher self. That means I realize that if I am my own higher self, that I desire to correct these things. So I don't have to beg and I don't have to plead because I know you're on board with this. Higher self, help me to see the block. help me to erase it, help me to visualize it moving away from my life so that I'll actually feel it. Help me to dream about it. Help it to become my reality, that I will no longer look at the things I've been doing and think to myself, well, I'll try it again. There is no try. Instead, you look at it and going, I am now a new creature. I am connected in a way I never was before. These things are going to work because I deem it so. Because I'm working with my own body and my own reality and my own life. And I have control of it all. No longer will I simply try. No longer will I say, well, not today. No longer will in the back of my mind will it say, well, I'll try it, but I know better. And that is what many have done over and over. You're process intensive. It's not really smart. The smart one understands that before the process can work, you have got to identify belief that it will. I could not address a group this way 5 years ago. A group of old souls, I could not address you this way 5 years ago. Because the energy of the planet is starting to change in a way that old souls are starting to remember and awaken to bigger issues, and some of those are giving you problems. Because the very thing that blocks you from going forward are the things that are getting worse. Did you notice? Now you know. An old soul cannot lay back in a new energy like this, knowing what you know, having experienced what you experience, and float. You got to work on it. And you got to work on it without the processes that you've been told you need or the books. You got to start going inside and identifying who you are, talking to your soul and saying, I got to change. I got to change in a way that I will start to identify truth, not bias. Who am I? What can I do? It's not needed to find out why the block is there. I'll tell you why. You'll identify the block and then you'll process it. And in the processing it, you'll go, I'll try this. There you are again. So identifying the block doesn't necessarily remove the block. How you work on it quite often is to develop processes around the block. And in that, you say the same thing. Well, the process may or may not work, but I'll try anyway. You're not really identifying who you are in this, are you? You're identifying some kind of a psychological block. No. You got to sit and know who you are. Then maybe you can see what the blocks are. Oh, I see that, I see that. But then the blocks start to disappear on their own, because something else bigger takes over. And that is the supernatural help that every single human on this planet who is an old soul has this day. And the ones who are not old souls have that as well. They just don't have the wisdom that goes with it yet. This is the teaching of the day. And the teaching that will continue, that what you think is going to work for you in all that you've been given requires something in advance. And that is complete and total belief. You cognize who you are, magnificent, belonging here, able to do anything regardless of the blocks, clean, clear, white, and ready. When I say white, that is the opposite then of the dark. White means pure and clean and ready with a consciousness that has no blocks. Dear ones, this is the truth. And to some of you, it will ring true now in this, a different kind of a physics that you sit in. An energy that says, I know you. An energy filled with I will say spiritual colleagues, those you've lost perhaps and are still here at some level, who are saying, listen to him, her. The cryon is genderless. Listen to the voice, because it represents core truth. It represents what you can do. There'll be more. And so it is.